Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO at One Bills Drive, and joining us, the brand new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Jim Schwartz. Coach, welcome to Buffalo. Thanks for doing this with us.
I appreciate you having me.
You mentioned at the news conference today you were careful about your next opportunity. As in a career, you said a head coach has to be careful. What brought you to the Bills?
Well, it started with Coach Marone. He's a guy I have a lot of professional respect for. I don't know him real well as far as having worked with him in the past. I haven't spent a lot of time with him, but we share a lot of mutual friends, and there's a lot of mutual respect there. So I think it starts with that. There's great leadership in this organization, from all the way from Mr. Wilson down to Russ Brandon to Doug Whaley. I felt very comfortable with those guys, and when it all comes down to it, it's players on the field, and they have some good ones here, and I'm excited to work with these guys.
You grew up in Baltimore. Your dad was a police officer in Baltimore.
He was.
How did that help form your character, do you think?
You know, my dad was a cop. We had 9 kids in my family, so that was certainly, you know, it was blue-collar town. You know, I'm sure a lot of similarities between Buffalo and Baltimore. You know, it was a steel town.
Sure.
You know, a lot of the guys I grew up with, their dads lost their job when the steel mills closed and things like that. You had to have a toughness about you to grow up in that environment, with a dad that was a cop. You know, it was that the cop was his paying job. After that, you know, you had to be a father for 9 kids, but also he was working on our house all the time. You know, when you have a salary like that, you do all that work yourself. And my dad found a way to become a master carpenter, a master electrician, a master plumber. Seeing that kind of work ethic. Also, my mom, who's been passed away for almost 20 years now, I learned my work ethic from those people. And I'm very proud to be from Baltimore and to be a son of Jim and Pat Schwartz.
Where did you fall in the birth order there?
I'm second oldest.
Okay. So they looked up to you, all the young ones probably looked at you for guidance and leadership.
Anybody that's from a big family knows.
I am myself.
Yeah,
actually.
The older kids responsible for raising some. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, my wife has 3 kids, and with a football coach for a husband, I mean, that's tough enough business. I mean, imagine having 9. You know, the older kids, you know, I was responsible for getting my brother dressed in the morning for school or, you know, making sure certain things happened. I think that's any big family would tell you the same thing.
Did you go to Georgetown to play football? Because not many people take that route. You must have been a pretty high academic achiever before you got to Georgetown.
I was always gifted as a student. I was the guy that didn't have to do homework. I could just sort of look at it and get it. Some guys are fast. Some guys can sing. Some guys can, you know, act or do whatever. My gift was always just being able to remember things. You know, I wanted to go to a good school, but you know, I wanted the opportunity to continue playing football, and I was sort of a, you know, an Ivy League type athlete, probably a little bit below that. I mean, I thought I was going to have an opportunity in Ivy League school, but I ended up with a great experience at Georgetown. It was Division III football. It's non-scholarship. You know, thanks to them with the financial aid package, I was able to, you know, make it through a school like Georgetown. I went there for academics, but it was important for me to be able to continue in football. I never really thought about making it a career until I started having a lot of friends that were working on Wall Street, that were making a lot of money, and they would complain that, you know, they didn't enjoy going to work. And I can say this, in almost 25 years of coaching, I've never once had a day I didn't want to go into work. And you know, that's been the easiest thing. You know, to be able to work all the long hours that we work.
Coach, you came out of Georgetown with graduating with honors with an economics degree. Has that at all helped in your coaching career?
You know, there's some similarities in some of the statistics and regression, and particularly some of the things that people are doing now. I mean, I can talk regression analysis with a lot of computer geeks and stuff like that. I mean, I think that there is that part to it, but you don't get very far from the players that are on the field. And, you know, the analytics that go behind why you do things are more important in planning and things like that than it is during practice or in game time and stuff. I mean, it's all about fundamentals and coaching and toughness and those kind of things, and those are the things we'll concentrate on.
I've read that where you embrace the analytics and the metrics, but you also don't want to just focus solely on that. Is that pretty accurate?
That's probably a good way to put it. It's just a tool, and you want to use every tool at your disposal to try to find a way, to try to find an edge. You know, there's some things I think that are pretty strong analytically, but it all comes down to, you know, sort of knowing that, and then how you devote your practice time and how you devote your off-season work and things like that, and even personnel acquisition and things you're looking for in players that fit sort of that philosophy.
Talking with Jim Schwartz, the Bills' new defensive coordinator, you got your start in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns basically as an intern, doing whatever they asked you.
Yeah, I worked for free for a full year, drive people to the airport, and back when you could still smoke in the building, getting cigarettes for secretaries and everything else. But, you know, I was very fortunate to be in a building with Bill Belichick, but not just him, Nick Saban, Kirk Ferentz. You know, I could go on probably for an hour of all the people that were in that building. And I was a young coach. I'd been at college for 4 years, and it just gave me a great chance to learn so many different things. Even though I wasn't responsible for a whole lot of things back then, I got a chance to learn from some of the best. I always say I got a bachelor's degree in economics from Georgetown, but I got a PhD in footballology from Bill Belichick. And, you know, that's probably been the thing that's guided my career the most is the time I spent with him in Cleveland.
What from Belichick do you still apply today? What do you use the most that you learned from him?
You know, just about everything. Everything that touched the team was important to Bill. Marrying personnel and scheme, you know, that nothing stands on its own in the NFL, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, whether you're a scout. Bill did a great job of driving that all in the same direction. It's one of the things I was most impressed with here with Doug Whaley and his relationship with Doug Marrone. You know, that's hard to find in the NFL, and having everybody on the same page, you know, along with Russ Brandon, I think that reminded me a lot of my time in Cleveland. You know, but the preparation that goes into it, you know, I think there's only one way to learn that, and the ability to adapt from week to week and from season to season. You know, Coach Belichick has always been one of the best, in my opinion, at doing that. I was very fortunate to have picked up some things from him.
Coach, you worked with Greg Williams at Tennessee. I recall when Greg was head coach here, he talked about you. He said, the guy who replaced me is really good. He said, in fact, I remember Greg Williams telling me one day, that guy who replaced me down at Tennessee is probably a better defensive coach than I was.
Well, I got a lot of respect for Greg, too. And Greg is going to be back in this league, okay. And he's going to come back. He's too good a coach. You know, he's been through some tough times these last couple years, but you know, I'll try to make him proud here too. I know he still wears some blue and red, and he still follows this team, and he made a lot of relationships up here, and worked hard to be not only the football coach here, but also a member of the community. And you know, you see a lot of people that have passed along well wishes from him, and I'll work hard to try to make him proud.
8 years you spent as the coordinator with the Titans defense. 5 of those 8, you were among the league leaders in run defense. How do you get that done, especially for a Buffalo team that has had trouble stopping the run this past year?
You know, there's a lot of levels to stopping the run. You know, not only being good up front, and you know, and then linebackers that can clean stuff up, and safeties that can tackle, and corners that can tackle. You know, it goes to scheme also. You know, I think that when it's all said and done, good defenses tackle well. And when we've been good run defenses, we've been a good tackling defense. So, you know, I think if you start with saying we want to be a good run defense, you're probably starting in the wrong area. You got to start with, you know, some things further on down the line. You got to say, hey, we want to be a great tackling defense. We want to be a team that communicates very well. We want to be an attack team. We want to be an aggressive team that can dictate, you know, where they have the opportunity to run the ball. And I think if you concentrate on those things, then you end up being a good run defense, and you can't get ahead of yourself. We'll work very hard to be fundamentally sound and to put the best tacklers we can on the field, because, you know, I played at home field in the Dome for the last 5 years. But I knew every time we came up here to Western New York, you know, there was going to be a premium on stopping the run, because I found out today when that wind blows across right there, you got whiteout situation coming across that road. I don't even know the name of the road.
Abbott Road out here.
I'm having a hard time finding my way to to my office right now. But you know, you better be a good team to stop the run in the AFC East, because you're going to go to New England when the weather's bad, potentially go to the Jets when the weather's bad. Man, I played down in Miami when we've had hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, the last two times we played down there, you couldn't throw the ball at all because the wind was blowing so hard. So, you know, good defenses start with stopping the run, and we'll work very hard to do that. I think we have the pieces in place that we can.
When you talk about the scheme for this Buffalo defense, should we look for a pretty substantial overhaul of what they did defensively last year?
You know, that's still yet to be determined. We're going to do what makes sense for the players. You know, we haven't even drafted yet. We haven't even signed free agents. So to sit there and say this is what we're going to be, I think that's a little too premature. You know, we really don't know what we're going to be yet because we don't know the pieces that we have right now. You know, so, you know, Bill Parcells famously compared it to, you know, making a meal and shopping for the groceries and things like that. But, you know, sometimes you're not going to have the ingredients that you need to make what, you know, what you had in mind in the beginning. Doesn't mean you can't make a great meal. You just have to be able to improvise on the, you know, on the run a little bit. And I think that some of that will go into it. You know, there'll be some continuity in some things. I think that's important. There'll be some terminology that'll stay the same. There'll be other things that will probably change. I think, you know, everybody looks at change as if it's a bad thing. But, you know, sometimes change helps, too. You know, division opponents, you know, they learn some of your terminology. You mentioned my 8 years at Tennessee. Peyton Manning had a notebook that everything we ever said on defense went into that notebook. And it really changed our thought process because, you know, we went, you know, a long time without changing terminology. A lot of that terminology that Greg Williams brought up here, Buddy Ryan had used when he was with the Houston Oilers, had stayed the same. Sometimes you can get into a little bit of trouble defensively if you get too predictable with hand signals, with terminology and things like that. So change necessarily isn't a bad thing.
Two more questions for you. When you went to Detroit, you inherited a team that went 0-16 the year before. You're in the playoffs in 3 years. That sounds like culture change, which is what they're trying to do here. How did you get that done?
You know, I think we went about doing our business. We went about taking it day to day. You know, I compare it to losing weight. You know, I can lose some pounds. And, you know, it goes into anything else. If your goal is to lose weight, you can do it. You know, you can get in a steam room and drop a bunch of weight or, you know, go on a crash diet. But it all comes right back. I think if you want to go through a culture change, you got to do it, you know, day by day. You know, your goal for losing weight is not to lose weight. Your goal is to get on the treadmill every day or to go work out every day or limit your calories. It's not a crash diet or something like that. And I think that, you know, it, in order to change the culture, you got to be looking at individual things in there and think small picture rather than big picture. And if you do, then the big picture becomes what you want it to be.
Last thing, Coach, you had an option, I'm sure, financially, not to coach this year. Did you think about that, or did you want to jump right back into the league?
Well, I mean, that was an option. But, you know, when this opportunity came up, it didn't take very long to see that it was going to be a good opportunity. And, you know, it's in my blood. Like I said, I don't have a great work ethic. I just enjoy what I do, and that allows me to work the long hours and to be able to do this. There's nothing I'd rather do than coach football, be around football players, the competitiveness of this game. It's the highest level of competition. You know, battling on Sunday, but it's not just Sunday. It's, you know, the whole week. It's the off season. It's a competitive atmosphere. I'm a competitor. You know, it's hard. I would have driven my wife crazy if I would have been sitting around the house, you know, for a whole year.
Coach, thanks. Thanks for this. Good luck to you. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thanks, John.
Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.